CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hurricane Beryl turns deadly with two confirmed deaths in Jamaica. It came ashore in Mexico as a Category 2 and has since weakened to a tropical storm. Beryl's expected to strengthen again, though, as it heads towards the Gulf of Mexico and Texas. Meteorologist David Parkinson on its path.
It's really hard to figure out right now if it's the Rio Grande Valley or if it's Texas Hill Country, but somebody in Texas is going to wind up with a lot of flooding rain next week. So folks, not just on the coast, but even inland, need to keep very close eye on this storm.
Those in South Padre, Texas, are hoping it doesn't mess up their vacations.
Well, just keeping an eye on the radar and see what's going on.
Beryl's expected to get closer to the Texas coast this weekend. President Biden is getting scrutinized about his health ever since his messy debate performance. The White House just confirmed that the president did have a virtual check-in with his lead doctor in recent days. Lawmakers are weighing in. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says he believes the American people will make the right decision.
The American people are going to be looking to 4 years of Trump versus Biden, not just an hour and a half of debate between them.
President Biden, meanwhile, called to congratulate Britain's new prime minister today, Keir Starmer.
Now our country has voted decisively for change, for national renewal, and a return of politics to public service.
A ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas could be close. While Prime Minister Netanyahu may see gaps in the deal, CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv tells us.
This time around, U.S. officials are sounding remarkably upbeat. In fact, one senior U.S. official said that the Hamas response to the existing ceasefire proposal, which came on Wednesday, quote, may provide the basis for closing the deal.
Kansas's highest court struck down two anti-abortion laws. CBS's Lana Zack reports.
The ruling was 5-1 with one judge removing himself from the case. The laws would have regulated abortion providers more strictly and banned a common second trimester procedure. The move reaffirms the court's stance that the state constitution protects abortion access.
A new jobs report out today says the economy added 206,000 jobs last month, but unemployment has ticked up to 4.1%. Checking Wall Street this afternoon, the Dow is up 11 points, NASDAQ's up 149, S&P 500 up 24. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Three people were shot in Mount Pleasant early this morning near 22nd and Racine Street. Two women suffered serious injuries while a man sustained non-life-threatening wounds. There's no details about suspects at this point. The 68-year-old man found alive in the basement after a home explosion in Walworth County has died. Elkhorn fire officials are still investigating the cause of the explosion that killed Leland Holden. Summerfest's final weekend features Maroon 5 headlining the amphitheater tonight. The festival today offers free entry for seniors and a food drive promoting Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Officials across the state line in Lake County are blaming fireworks for fires at two homes in Wadsworth and in unincorporated Deerfield. The sheriff's office there reminds people that most fireworks are illegal. Tonight, downtown Racine transforms into a hub of blues music, craft brews, and barbecue. The first Friday event runs from 4 to 9 and features performances by international blues artist Stephen Hall Experience and local bands across multiple venues. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The crew is in Southern California. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight at Dodgers Stadium against a Dodgers team with a 6.5-game lead in the NL West. On the mound tonight for the Brewers, Aaron Civale, making his first start after being traded to Milwaukee by the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the week. Another player to watch out for, Garrett Mitchell, who after spending a lot of time with the Brewers minor league team in Nashville, recovering from injuries, got in a couple of times this week in Colorado. Mitchell asked if he's ready now to be an everyday starter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I got enough games, enough at-bats. I felt like I got to kind of touch upon everything that I wanted to while down there and just continue to build the confidence to get back here.
Another setback for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball player Sarah Franklin, test showing she suffered a small fracture and sprained ankle last weekend playing against the Dominican Republic. Franklin dealing with a blood clot a year ago at this time.
Quadrilateral space syndrome. It's basically an artery that goes around your arm, and there's muscles that contract every time I hit.
She says she hopes to be ready when they get started in late August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you dream believer and a
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Boy, do I want to congratulate the 4th Fest Committee of Greater Racine, because that fireworks display last night, fantastic. We were nice and close this year. Sometimes we were a little bit farther away, but last night we were nice and close, and that was a fantastic display. Congratulations to them. Hope you had a nice and safe 4th of July. Here are the Doors.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Park to the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Just
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles just popped his head into the studio. Now, Stuart, I don't know if you go to the doctor a lot, but and I don't. I famously don't go as often as I should. But a lot of people I know look up their symptoms ahead of time, right?
Oh, of course. Then you get all worried and thinking that you've got five different ailments and you're not really sure if one of them is even it.
A survey found that 89% of us Google our symptoms before going to the doctor. 89%. And according to the same study, respondents said they wanted to find out the severity of their health condition before going. Now, the problem, as you might imagine, say doctors, is that they often have to spend a lot of their time explaining to the patient what they don't have rather than spending as much time as they want to telling what they do have.
Oh, I get it. I've been at the doctor and stupidly I've said, you know, before I came, I looked this up and you can see the look on the doctor's face. Like, ugh, jeez. And you know that they've have to deal with that all the time. However, on the other end of things, knowledge is power. So, I mean, it's kind of up to your mental state to be able to handle it. But I don't think there's any problem in going and trying to use Google to look it up. And I think it's going to be even more interesting once AI gets into things.
Oh, there
AI
you go.
AI can look at your blood test results and probably give you a little bit more detail than your doctor can.
All right, Stuart will keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, and much more. Visit their showrooms in the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurnee Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh,
Well, sometimes they cry, don't they? I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for listening to WRJN.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
WRJN. 1, 2, 3.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. White House correspondent Selena Wang is traveling with the president.
And I had a really interesting conversation with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's very, very critical of the campaign. He says they've already been making mistakes by not putting the president out there immediately after that disastrous debate, immediately doing unscripted moments and interviews. He says putting the president in front of a teleprompter in these official events is not the way to allay those doubts and concerns.
Selena Wang reporting. Ballot drop boxes are back in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks can use them during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. The ruling overturned a decision from 2 years ago that said most drop boxes were illegal. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in Mount Pleasant early this morning has left three people injured. It happened near 22nd and Racine Street. Two women suffered serious injuries while a man sustained non-life-threatening wounds. The shooting happened at around 2:30. Several police departments, including Mount Pleasant, Racine, and Caledonia, are working together on the ongoing investigation. Across the state line, Lake County officials are blaming fireworks for fires at two homes. The first incident happened in Wadsworth, resulting in a total loss of a home. The second was in unincorporated Deerfield, and that caused major damage to a townhome. The Lake County Sheriff's Office is reminding people that most fireworks are illegal and that they're urging people to leave the displays to professionals. Downtown Racine is set to come alive tonight with its popular First Friday event. This week, featuring a blues, brews, and barbecue theme. International blues artist Stephen Hall Experience will headline the festivities on Monument Square, with local bands performing at various venues throughout downtown. People can explore free beer samples and enjoy the barbecue at select restaurants. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon, with a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at any point here throughout the day. Our high 75 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80. We'll be right back.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, you're familiar with Peter, Paul, and Mary, right? Well, we lost Mary a few years ago, but Peter and Paul still performing. My wife and I saw them at the Genesee Theater last fall. Here they are. I dig rock and roll music on WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the chance to play. About the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. Get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean.
Jefferson Airplane on WRJN. Well, this is the 59th anniversary of Jefferson Airplane. They formed on this date in 1965. They were signed to a record deal 1 year later.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Venture Highway. days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend to mark their calendar for 1 week from tomorrow, Saturday, July 13th, from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. There's going to be a blood drive at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection at 322 Ohio Street in Racine. There's an urgent need for blood right now, especially type O blood, but any type is welcome. Donors will receive Culver's coupons for frozen custard and an entry in a drawing for a Genesis Weber gas grill. Again, that blood drive is going to be a week from tomorrow at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection. Do make an appointment, 877-232-4376. That's 877-232-4376.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN.
I said she put me down. I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night.
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up at the top of the hour, a check of CBS News at 3, and then a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. About that little lady, and the lady is mine. But she's never in the way, always something nice to say. What a blessing! I could leave her on her own, knowing she's okay alone, and there's no messing. She's a not easy.